The sign says USA Karate Academy, but everyone calls it the dojo. It's a Tuesday night, and students of all ages, backgrounds, and levels of experience are practicing kihon, or basic technique. Joni Shara runs the dojo. She's been teaching for 30 years. Her journey started as a kid at a movie theater.
We were watching things like The Seven Samurai, Lady Kung Fu, and these were, of course, my favorite one was Enter the Dragon. And I was always kind of inspired and intrigued by the feats of martial arts actions, but never at that time did I think I was going to actually study martial arts.
Fresh out of high school, Joni took up figure skating, traveled around the world, and got married.
And in those 2 years that I was skating with Ice Capades, I met a kickboxer. I guess to make a long story short, my first teacher is the person that I actually married. I married a martial arts person that happened to have owned a school.
But he was hesitant to teach her. He said that his karate school wasn't a place for women. But things changed after Joni had a run-in with some thugs at the convenience store.
And I had gone there to pick up Pepsi and some ice. That was it.
Two men followed her from the cooler to the cash register. Then they followed her out to her car.
I was putting my hand on the manual locks and they were tugging at the handle, trying to get into the car. I was feeling this kind of energy in my heart. I just wanted to run. My chest was pounding. My throat was getting tight. And I pretty much just felt this eerie kind of sensation through my whole body.
She got away scared, but at least she got away safe. When she got home, Joni told her husband that she wanted to train in self-defense.
So he said, I'll take you on as a student.
At her husband's dojo in Michigan, Joni found the beginnings of a passion in the martial arts. She began to develop the skills needed to protect herself from strangers. But nothing could prepare her for what was to come next. Joni didn't expect that she'd have to defend herself at her own home from the very man that taught her how to do so. It happened one night after she went ice skating for a few hours.
I came into our home, and it was, all the lights were off, and my husband was waiting for me in the dark.
He interrogated her, questioned her whereabouts, and claimed she had been with people that she hadn't.
And he basically beat me so badly that I had a bruised kidney and a black eye and a cracked tooth. Basically proceeded to beat me to the point where I knew I needed to get out of there with my life.
And she did. She took her dog and she left for the airport.
And I hid out for a whole day. And when I was getting ready to board the plane, I received a message stating that he was hurt in the hospital from a motorcycle accident and needed me to return to have someone sign for medical treatment.
She came back for him when he needed her most.
But we did start marital counseling at that point, and we did start attending church regularly as a couple. And we wound up mending fences to the point where we were starting to build a family.
They had kids. Her husband spent more time away from home. Joni spent more time at the dojo, teaching in her husband's place. And eventually, she was running the whole school. But it couldn't last. Joni's husband started to see her as a threat. He wanted to control her life, and Joni's time spent running the dojo made him angry. It all came crashing down on a Saturday night.
I just don't even know how to begin. He just exploded and said that there was no way he would ever let me go anywhere, that there was no way that he would ever let someone else raise his children, and he just more or less flew into a rage. He punched the holes in the door, you know. I tried to call the police, and that's when he ripped the phone out of my hands and ripped the cords out of the wall. He was afraid, and so this fear was just causing him to put more fear into me.
At that point, Joni decided that she had had enough.
And so I left. I just took one change of clothes for me and my boys, each of their favorite toys, $500, and my car, and off we left.
It was done. Joni had endured. I was left with a burning question. How did karate help her through this turmoil?
Well, I think the karate training basically let me know that I was physically capable of taking on challenges, physical challenges. I think the other part was I was able to feel and see danger and recognize the difference between the kind of danger that you can watch and know that nothing's going to happen, and then there's the kind of danger that you can feel and know that if you don't do something, that you're going to not be able to overcome it. So I think what karate training does is it has given me the confidence to know the difference.
It was confidence that led Joni to start a new life for herself in the Northwest. Joni got a job at a health club and got the kids involved at a local karate dojo. She fell in love and got married again. And then something happened. Joni felt called to go back to teaching.
I just happened to want to teach martial arts at the level whereby when I teach it, it's going to have value to the student. And maybe that value is going to be confidence to face dangerous situations. Or maybe that value is going to be inner strength to face peer pressure.
Or maybe, like Joni, to confront fear.
But above all, whatever I teach, I want it to be useful and I want it to be applicable. So if a person has to defend themselves, they'll have the tools to do it.
And so she founded the dojo that became USA Karate Academy. It's a community of 200 students that she teaches with her husband and son. Joni herself is now a Shihan, or master teacher. She uses what she's learned inside and outside the dojo to touch the lives of generations. For Radioactive, I'm Josh Medina.